Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
Happy Mother's Day to me.
Woo! Yeah, well.
I know. This is what I want for Mother's Day. Oh, I would like to be left alone.
Okay.
Seriously, like alone. Take the kids out and leave me in my house alone. Okay? Or let me go out alone. I don't know. Mother's Day, they have all these brunches, right, that you go to. They cost $40 to eat a bunch of nonsense. And then who has to dress the kids, get their clothes, brush their hair? The mother. So how is that relaxing for Mother's Day to go out when I have to do all the work to get them to look cute? And that's a bunch of nonsense. I don't need that.
Listen.
And since I had my surgery, I don't know if you people know, I had weight loss surgery.
I know.
And I'm very svelte and hot now. But I cannot eat more than 4 pieces of chicken.
Well,
like little pieces of chicken. I'm not paying $40 for 4 pieces of chicken.
What about this surgery now?
Yes.
There's a lot of different types of weight loss surgery that are available to people.
Mm-hmm.
What type? What's the one that you had?
I did. It's called the sleeve, the gastric sleeve.
And that's not the same thing that Chris Christie had.
No, Chris Christie had the band.
The lap band.
The governor.
Is that when they just
Trenton,
take a big
New
giant
Jersey.
Rubber band and tie it around your waist?
No, they tie it around your mouth.
And then attach it to the back of a car and drag it down the street?
No, they put it around your neck and it goes in your mouth so you cannot eat. they clamp your mouth shut with the rubber giant
that's
rubber band.
That's a good idea.
No, it goes around your stomach and they put some sort of saline in it to fill it up so you only have a certain amount of room in your stomach to eat.
That's
so
the one you have
full.
Or the one that he
no,
has?
No, that's the one he had. They put a band around your stomach. They go in and they put a band around your stomach and it tightens it to make your stomach smaller.
And the one you had?
Wait, I'm not done. Then they have a gastric bypass where I don't know what they do. They bypass the stomach. I don't even know. That one is not good because you actually don't get the vitamins you need. The vitamins don't go directly to your stomach anymore. You have to take like special vitamins. I don't know.
Why is it called gastric?
I think anything stomach related is gastric. Your gases. Your stomach gases. I don't know why. That's why. I made that up. I have no idea. Because it's all called gastric. Gastric sleeve, gastric bypass. But the bypass supposedly it passes your stomach and they shift tubes around. I'm not sure. Why don't you look it up?
Well, the one that
look
you,
it up, will you?
The one that you had, are they all safe?
People with this lap band, which I know if you have gained the weight, they're able to stretch their stomach and they can start to eat more and then they have to go back in and have it tightened like a lube job. Like you go to have your car fixed or
I
something.
See. How often do you have to have it tightened?
I don't know. I guess it depends how you stuff your face. You know, like gain 30 pounds and then you go in and tighten. But it doesn't teach you how to eat.
How does yours teach you how to eat?
Well, mine teaches me how to eat because I can eat very little. So I have to choose my protein and choose what I want to eat so I can have healthy and then maybe have a little fun as well.
And the one that you had?
I did. It's called the gastric sleeve. It's actually it's pretty invasive because they remove like 75% of your stomach. And they leave a portion of your stomach shaped like a sleeve. That's why it's called a gastric sleeve. And basically, I can eat anything I want. I just get full very quickly. So I try to eat my protein first so that I get my nutrients. The problem is, not problem, but you have it's a little tricky because people think it's magic. You have surgery and you'll get thin. You still have to watch what you're putting in your body because I could eat every half hour if I ate Doritos every half hour and pizza and M&Ms, I would gain weight just not as fast, but I would slowly gain weight. So I still try to, now I'm trying to eat healthy, but I still have pieces of chocolate and I can eat everything I want. I heard also with the gastric bypass that people throw up a lot. Like can't tolerate certain foods and they throw up a lot. I don't do that. I did once throw up because I ate too fast and I didn't realize how full I was. So I had to pull over and puke into a bag. It usually was it was Chinese food that threw me over the edge. It was that last spoon of rice. Because I was eating in the car quickly. And that's another thing. Like, it makes you slow down and enjoy your food more because you know you can eat it less. And that's the tricky part. Your brain wants more, but your body can't have more. So my meals, people laughed at me. I went out to a show. It was like a mystery dinner theater. And it was like $40. And they had chicken, like chicken sticks. You know, what is that called? Chicken kebab.
Uh-huh.
And there was like four kebabs. I could eat two pieces of chicken. So I took the rest in my purse. And everyone laughed at me and they made fun of me. But I know they were jealous because they wanted to do the same. They just didn't have the nerve. And everyone started making fun of me at the dinner. And they all started piling up their chicken on my plate for me to take it home. And I did. And I ate that chicken for about 4 days. And I fed you and I fed Noah.
It was good.
And everyone laughed at me and they took pictures of me taking the chicken and they all thought it was a big deal. But you know what? I ate that meal for 4 days. I had chicken, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Didn't you feel embarrassed?
I could give a shit. You know what? That's the other thing. I'm starting to care less about what people think, which is really freeing. You know? I wasn't like, I probably wouldn't have done that a couple of years ago because I'd be like, people think I'm cheap. People think that's tacky. But you know what? One of the girls said it out loud. She goes, oh, you're doing what I would love to do. Like, but I'm too embarrassed to do it.
You're so just risque.
I am wild. I may go topless at Temple.
She went topless.
I did. That was when my boobs looked really good, though.
I couldn't believe it. I was very upset.
They look good, though. Oh, they look nice, right?
We used to go to this place called Waikiki Inn in Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those old, you know, those leftover old motels from the 1940s.
Yeah.
In northern Miami Beach,
nice.
Right on the water. And before I met
it's like $40, right?
It was $35 a night. I used to go there by myself before I met you.
You went topless?
No, but
bottomless?
I love that place. And then it turned into condos and stuff, but so we had to stop. But then we were lying on the beach one day and she's like, I'm going to take off my top. And I'm like, don't do it. Oh, I'm going to. Yeah, it's the last thing you should say to Stephanie. Don't do something. So she's like, I'm taking it off because it's legal. I don't know if it still is.
I don't know. Was anyone topless there? I don't remember.
I don't know, but there was a lot of people around. There was a freaking family beach. I didn't feel comfortable.
It looked good. I look good then. I wish I could do that
you
now.
You still look good.
Three kids later.
Just don't take your top off.
I know. I'm going to get my boobs done. I want them lifted and put over my shoulders. I want them on my shoulders.
I'll carry them for you.
So then when I get a massage, I'm also being fondled.
Could you just rub my shoulders?
Yeah. I like, and just tweak them a little. That's my 50th birthday. I'm going to get my boobs done. Okay?
Yes.
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 So anyway, I did this surgery December 27th, and, you know, it was never my friend who did the sleeve. I talk to her every day, and we talk about food, and we talk about our feelings. It's very therapeutic. We both did it, so it's really good to have someone who did it with you, so you can talk about it and really.
Who is this?
Stacy. Like about being heavy.
Well, she didn't do it with you.
She did it a year before me, and she's really my inspiration.
How many pounds did she lose?
She lost 150 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's how much I want to weigh, actually. Yeah, she was very heavy.
Oh, she's such a sweetheart.
She looks good, though, right? I mean, she looks thin.
She's unrecognizable.
Like, you wouldn't even know. Yeah.
Like, your face wasn't that fat. Her face, some people get really fat in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can't recognize her. She looks like a different person.
Right. She's so slim. But she's really my inspiration because I really wasn't thinking about surgery. It never entered my mind, actually, to do surgery. I just struggled and struggled with Lindora and with different programs and rollerblades and trainers and pole dancing and Weight Watchers. I mean, it's just Jenny a Craig. Lifelong Jenny Craig.
You had a problem with Jenny Craig, didn't
Jenny
you?
Jenny Craig made me gaseous, number one, the food.
But the other stuff.
Well, first of all, you can't give a fat adult their snacks for the whole week all at once. You just, it doesn't work to get, the point is, I had no snacks by the time I left the parking lot of Jenny Craig. The point is, I have no self-control. You can't give me my snacks. You were supposed to have like a meal and a snack, and they gave it to you for the whole week. It doesn't work, and that food made me very gaseous.
So what did you do when you ran out of your snacks?
I just ate all my snacks.
Did you have to go back and get a snack advance?
No, I went to Taco Bell for a Dorito Taco.
Which was in the same parking lot.
Which is very good.
You went to Taco Bell in the same parking lot as Jenny Craig?
No, you know what's in Jenny Craig? What's in Jenny Craig?
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, no, that's Weight Watchers.
That's perfect.
There's a donut store and an In-N-Out Burger.
At the Weight Watchers.
Next door to Weight Watchers. No, now there's a bagel store next to the Weight Watchers. But anyway, so today, Stacy asked me an interesting question, my friend. She said, don't you wish that you did this surgery years before? Like, don't you wish? And I said, you know, I don't have that kind of regret because it was never in my consciousness to do it. It was her in her. She had thought of it 10 years ago. 5 years ago doing it, and she was ready to do it, but then she got scared and she didn't want to do it. So she wished she had done it sooner. But me, as soon as I thought of it, I did it. She goes, I never saw anyone move so fast.
Well, if you have
I said, I'm doing it. I scheduled it.
If you have any questions about this, you can email Stephanie and then we'll read them on the next show.
And I feel great. I lost 50 pounds.
Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com.
And I feel really good. And I'm in a normal size now, like a normal store size.
Yeah, you lost 50 pounds in what, 2 months?
No.
Or 3 months?
No. It'll be 5 months on the 27th
is it
of
that
May.
Long? Is it mm-hmm. that long?
Yeah, December 27th, is that 5 months?
So, I know you were also worried what people thought about that.
Well, I worried that people would think that...
You should have done it yourself.
It's the easy way, it's cheating, you're weak, that you can't do it yourself. Okay, call me whatever you want, but I'm healthy, I feel good. And you know what? I struggled for 40 years... the other way, and it wasn't working. So what am I going to struggle another 30 years the same way? So now I'm just have a tool. It's a tool because honestly, you still have to watch what you eat. So it's still being conscious of being healthy and not stuffing your face with junk, but it's a different way. So it's being, it's helpful. It's been helpful to me.
So you would recommend it?
I do.
And it was easy, the surgery.
And for me, you know, I was very overweight. I got into the point where I was depressed. I was giving up. I found trying to get through each day really difficult.
I was depressed too.
Well, I have
except
to
for
say,
when I got to bounce up and down on your belly, like in Monty Python. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee!
I don't know that. What? I don't know. So anyway, I think I recommend it for people who are very overweight. I mean, not people who have to lose 30 pounds. I'm talking about 80, 100, you know, 150 pounds. People who are really overweight, who are unhealthy. I was getting unhealthy. My back hurt. I was having trouble getting off the floor. Seriously, it's not even funny.
You shouldn't be on the floor.
Well, I was sitting down on the floor, and I would have to roll over onto my elbows to get up. That's a sign that there's a problem. If you have to put down the airplane, the middle section for the armrest, and your legs are in the way, there's a problem. Like if your thighs are in the way.
Well, if they charge you for an extra seat.
If I need a, what are those called? The belts?
Oh, the belt extender.
I didn't need one of those yet, but I was getting close.
Oh, geez. And I didn't even realize it, you know?
No, well, I didn't discuss things with you because it's embarrassing and I felt horrible about myself and I felt really sad, like I was a failure, like I couldn't get myself out of it. And I'm a strong person.
Well, it was
think.
Also because the older you got, the harder it was.
Well, the older I got, and also each day was a struggle. Like each day to try to watch what I was eating, I kept like screwing up. I had that heavy people have the mentality of good, bad. There's black, white. If you don't eat well, you've cheated and your day is ruined. So you might as well go crazy and start again, which is ridiculous because it just digs you a deeper death hole, you know? But that's how we have a very crazy, it's a mind game. And it's ingrained from when we're little, you know? It's sneaking, it's feeling guilty. It's a very unhealthy way to live. And now I'm trying. That's why I said to you, never say anything about what I'm eating. Never look at what I'm eating. Never tell me.
Me?
No, but like, remember once you go, oh, do you want to eat? Like,
well, because I'm afraid that you're not going to get enough nutrition.
No, but I am. I just have my blood work done and everything is perfect. I'm perfect.
You don't take your vitamins.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I take my multis. What are you talking about? I take my calcium and my multis.
I'm not giving you vitamins
and my
anymore.
B12.
I try and give her vitamins. She says, give me vitamins.
No, I get.
And she doesn't take them. They're lying on the counter for days on end. I'm not doing it anymore. No. You take them yourself. I'm not your keeper.
You're my mother.
No, I'm not. I'm
mother?
Not going
to. You're my nurse. I'm not. Nurse,
bend over.
I need a bell.
I'm going to take your temperature.
Oh, let's hear about your how you had your what was it? You had.
Oh,
your,
I had a colonoscopy.
Yeah, but you also had your butt, your rectum checked, didn't you? Have to go
oh,
in for
God.
That. Yeah.
Oh,
was
I went
that
to
fun?
A. Oh, it hurts.
Did he ask for your number?
Oh, it hurts.
Did you say call me?
He's so nice about it though. He's like sorry. Like he does it every day. Like that's his job, mm-hmm. And he still like apologizes.
Did he massage your testes?
Oh, from the inside. Oh my God, it was horrible.
Did he massage your uvula? What is
he
it called?
Reaches
uvula?
Your. He reaches up your the shaft of your penis from behind, from the inside of your asshole.
Oh,
my
did
God.
Did you feel that? In your shaft?
Close. He was right there. I mean,
in your ovaries? You felt it in your ovaries?
I felt it in everything. If I had ovaries, I would have felt it. No, why do you want to talk about that?
I don't know.
It's Mother's Day.
It's funny. Oh, Mother's Day. So so what are we doing?
Listen,
what are you going to get me?
It's Mother's Day. You can choose. You could do whatever you want.
I could buy whatever I want.
I know you're performing.
I am. I'm performing.
You're doing stand-up.
At the Spitfire Grill in Santa Monica. And at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Sunday
yes,
night? And
yes.
Saturday night you're performing?
At the...
El Camino Real Theater.
Yes.
The Camino Real in the Orange County.
It's very beautiful there. Every time I go there, I say, what a adorable
That's Tom
town.
Real's show. I actually just sent press releases to the OC Register.
Oh, really?
And to the news, the KTLA and
oh,
all the other news stations.
Oh, very smart. Now you're working
Well, it's Mother's Day. It's the only time...
Now you're working it.
I'm working it, baby.
I know.
Since that guy had his hand up my butt, I'm a new person.
Wow, you're a puppet.
That's right. I'm Jerry Winchell Mahoney. Oh, God.
So, yeah, I don't know what to do Mother's Day. Let's see. I don't have a mother, so I don't have to get her anything. What are we? Did you send your mom those pictures for Mother's Day? Did you send her a card?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to get there in time.
Did you sign my name?
Yeah. I got a special card from your son and his wife.
Oh, like, that's so nice. I love like how they're getting so specific with cards nowadays. It's like to my gardener. You know, like they cover everyone.
To my gardener's wife.
To my pool boy. to my husband's mistress.
Well, you know what's funny? I saw a card that said Happy Mother's Day from the cat.
Oh, no.
And that's the running joke that I had with your mother.
Oh, right.
Because your father, Stephanie's father, he could never say anything directly to his wife.
He wasn't emotional, like verbal.
He could never say, I love you or Happy Mother's Day or any of that stuff. So he always would write, the cat loves you. The cat misses you.
Yeah.
The cat loves
yeah.
you.
Yeah, that was him. Right.
So when I saw that card, I thought of your mom.
Aw, that's so nice.
In heaven. Maybe that was her way of coming down and saying hello and Happy Mother's Day to her
Happy Mommy's
son-in-law.
Day. Yeah, she loved you.
She
thought you were so good to me.
I am.
I know you are. But she saw that, and she appreciated that.
I know. She was the only... Now I got nobody to yell at you for me now. I got to yell at you myself. I used to have to tell her mother to tell on you. I had to just... I'm going to tell your mother on you.
Oh, no. My mommy. I miss her.
There's a couple of other things today. I'm going to play a little bit of your stand-up on motherhood. And also, there's some new shows on Bravo that are...
What?
That are... There's one show called The Princesses of Long Island.
Really?
It's like the Jewish... They didn't call it the Japs of Long Island.
The Princesses of Long Island?
Yeah. It's starting, I think, in June.
Wow.
It looks pretty interesting. I'll play a clip from that. Here's Stephanie on motherhood.
My husband and I, we want to raise our kids as vegetarians because it's healthier, better for the environment, and more meat for us.
I think motherhood has made me funnier because it actually created my persona.
Oh, I am so happy to be here. I have a three-year-old son, and he's actually in the car, so I don't have a lot of time.
I watch Oprah, like they have moms going, oh, I love every minute of it. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And that's not true. And that's okay.
How long do you have to be up in the morning before it's appropriate to lay down for a nap?
And I want to be that person that lets it be okay for women, that you don't have to feel bad, that it's boring at times.
It's tiring, it's competitive, you have to sew and cook and bake, and there are people like, you know, who are really good at this, really love this stuff. I am not. I am last minute, you know, I procrastinate, you know, on Halloween I just handed my son a hefty bag. He's like, Mommy, what am I? You're trash. Get in. I love you, just kidding. But I want to be a superhero. You are, honey, you're trash, man. Get in. Sister Bath Mat Girl, run along. But my son is three years old. He was like very involved in his private area. You know what I mean? He was like pulling and stretching and yanking. I don't know. He looked happy, so I didn't want to get involved. Right? So, you know, I'm also a psychologist, so I care about the children. So I'm very careful what I say. So he stood up in the bathtub. Let's just say he was excited about being in the bathtub. So he stood up in the bathtub. He's like, look, Mommy, my pee-pee is big. I don't want to say no, right? Because I don't want to damage the self-esteem. I understand. But I don't say yes, because it's really creepy. I just said, okay. I thought it was over, you know? And then he's like, look, Mommy, my pee-pee has a hole in it. Okay. I thought it was over. He's like, look, Mommy, my pee-pee talks. Hello, Mommy. Say hi to Mr. Pee-pee. I don't want to talk to it. You guys, right? But I don't want to not talk to it because that's rude.
And my mother-in-law, you know, she's neurotic about my son. She actually told me to take my son to the doctor because he wasn't blinking enough. I was like, well, maybe he's blinking when you are blinking and you're missing it.
There are, you know, people who breastfeed a little bit too long, though. We see them in the malls and the restaurant. You know what? Stop. If your kid could make his own sandwich, it's enough.
You know, I'll be honest, I feel strongly about not hitting my kids. I do, so I hit other people's kids.
This is true. When I was pregnant, my doctor told me to exercise a little less than I normally would. That would be a coma, you guys.
And your body really changes when you have a kid, because I used to use my breast to pick up guys, and now I need two guys to pick up my breast.
Also, after three kids now, when I cough, I wet myself. Anyone? Seriously? Anybody? It's really hot. I'm doing it right now. It's actually really very hot. Not good at all.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you.
Do you think that, you know, women that are held in captive, you hear about these now, these three women that were held captive?
Yes.
Do you think they celebrated Mother's Day when they were in this, locked in the dungeon?
They are mothers. They were forced to have sex with that guy.
That freak.
Now they have kids with him.
Oh.
That's crazy. How could they never, in 10 years, it's amazing that you never have a chance to sit, like, you never have a chance to cry for help. They were a block away from their house.
How's that possible?
He was a bus driver.
Okay, that's all.
He's a bus driver. I guess he knew them. He knew they lived on his block.
Yeah, they supposedly got in the car. He goes, they're stupid because they got into the car with me, with a stranger.
I don't know.
And then why wouldn't they run away?
He kept them in the basement.
Maybe
locked
he had a
up.
Large Schwanster.
I doubt it. They kept him. There was a third girl, though. What happened to her?
I don't know. I don't really care.
I didn't follow the story. This one I'm not familiar
yeah,
with.
Yeah, me neither. I don't really want to know. I don't care about Jodi Arias either.
People are fascinated with her because she's attractive and she looks normal and it's about sex. So I think people are fascinated that someone who looks so normal could be so crazy. And also it's exciting because they talk about anal sex and all these sex
acts. Oh, really?
Acts.
Yeah, I haven't followed that either.
Yeah.
I just know that.
She's just she's insane. I mean, I always find it so interesting when people stab someone like 50 times.
I know.
I mean,
a little rage going on there.
Killing. That's rage beyond belief.
Yeah, like once you shoot somebody, don't you get scared or stab somebody the first time? Don't you go, oh my God, what did I just do?
Right. No,
how do you keep going?
She slit his throat. I mean, she stabbed. It's unbelievable. And she really shows no remorse. She is your true psychopath or sociopath, where you look normal, you even could probably behave normal, you're very smart, she's very smart, manipulative, probably even engaging, and then you're in trouble.
Don't piss her off.
My psychosis is coming out any minute, so
what?
You better behave.
Oh no.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
Right. That's right. When I hit 20 years with you,
oh,
you're in trouble. You have three more good years.
No, we've been together 20 years.
No, married.
Oh.
Our 20th wedding anniversary.
Are we going to get to...
Don't sleep.
Do we renew our vows?
I want to renew our vows.
Why? Did they expire?
No. Yes.
Do they expire after certain...
I think, though, that would be a great idea. It's like every 5 years you get to reevaluate your vows. And if you don't want to stay in the marriage, it dissolves.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
A marriage
is permanent.
It's
like a license.
No.
Like a driver's license.
Driver's license, you don't even have to take a test. To renew it.
That's what we need to do.
The only reason you have to renew it is so that they can make money, so you can pay more.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. You don't have to take a test.
I think, though, every 5 years you should reassess and say, do we want to do another 5 years?
Is that what Mariah Carey is doing, getting married every year? Is it Mariah Carey?
Yeah. I think you said her, yeah.
Yeah, she's
every
getting...
Year?
Every year she has another wedding?
I guess I understand why people... Not every year, but
how
maybe...
How selfish is that?
They have a lot of money. They don't know what to do with it.
Oh, please. Give it to...
She wants to wear a gown. She's a diva.
She can wear a gown anytime she wants.
That's true.
I don't know. It's a little weird. So, but just to get back to this
yes.
Jodi Arias thing for a second, should she be... Do you believe in the death penalty? Should we pay for her to be put away for life?
I would say...
Or kill her?
No. I would say the death penalty. Because, first of all, she's never going to get out of prison, so she's not going to be rehabilitated in prison, so basically we're just gonna spend money on her.
You know what's weird now? People can be celebrities from prison.
Yeah, they write books,
they do interviews.
Yeah, they find God. You know, they
and then we pay for it.
Yeah. And I think that will happen with her because people are fascinated with her and they will want to keep knowing about her, and then she'll write a book. Although, you know, maybe that book could go to charity.
Will it have pictures?
It will have anal sex pictures.
Ooh.
And, you know, obviously that guy knew she was crazy. He wanted to break up with her, but the sex
any
was
chick,
too good.
Any chick that wants anal sex that actually, like, I can understand a guy
no,
wanting
she
it.
She says she didn't. She said he forced her to have anal sex. That's what she's claiming, that he forced her to do things.
How do you
she
know so much
do.
About this?
Because it's been around. Like, I've heard it. I read the part of the transcript one day, just a piece of it. And it's just everyone's talking about it. It's a big, you know, big to do.
I don't know. Anal sex is not appropriate.
I have hemorrhoids, so that would probably be really painful for me.
Oh!
And I'm not into that.
How many holes do you need?
I think that I'm fine with one.
Me too.
Two.
And that's on me.
You like a little anal sex now and again.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you
no
like.
No thanks.
You like when I use a purple dolphin on you.
Oh. Ew. Ow. Turn it off. Turn it off. Ow. That's too deep.
You know, if you have your phone vibrate, it feels pretty good. If you, call yourself.
Is that phone sex?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Funny. I got to write that down. I'm gonna write. That's a good joke. In handy. So, are we going to the beach? What are we doing Sunday? Nothing.
It's up to you. It's Mother's Day.
So maybe I should just go out myself with my friend, and have her leave her. But the kids will be sad, right?
Have anal sex with your friend.
No, they'll
what
be
friend.
Will the kids be sad?
I don't know.
I don't want to make them.
Oh, here it is. Here's the. Princesses of Long Island, the new show on Bravo. Here's a little clip.
A beautiful bride.
Oh my God.
Can you hear it?
You're calling me a bad person. Oh my God, you're so funny.
I know I am funny.
Funny looking.
That was disgusting that you just called me funny looking.
I want to punch you in the f***ing face.
Nobody talks to me that way. I don't care if I f***ed your boyfriend 5 times.
It's not in f***ing kindergarten.
Don't look back, Sammy.
Did you hear what you just said to me?
Nobody's on your side.
Bob.
It sounds like everyone I grew up with.
Listen.
They try. What?
Listen. Oh, wait.
What?
Listen. Shabbat shalom. Go f*** yourself.
I gotta hear that again.
Shabbat shalom. Go f*** yourself. For more.
Why did they beep it out but they missed the F word? It sounded like it was bleeped, but you hear the F word.
No, you don't.
Are they allowed to say that on Bravo?
They didn't. It's not. You didn't hear her. It's not bleeped, but it's eliminated.
You hear fuck.
Shabbat shalom. Go fuck yourself.
For more information you just on princesses, hear the... go to bravotv.com.
Oh, my God. It sounds like everyone I know from Long Island.
The princesses of Long Island. I you know, Bravo's got a lot of good shows on there.
Mm.
And the conflict is so great. They get.
You know what? I've decided I would do that. I would do a show that makes me like that. But I would try to do it in a way that other people are mean to me and I was nicer. So the conflict would come from them and it wouldn't necessarily be me. Like people would feel. Would like me. And I
But
would,
what about
like on any of those reality shows, there's always like an underdog who you feel bad for, who's nice and the other people aren't. Like I would try to be nice and let the other people be mean.
This time on The Celebrity Apprentice, there's not a lot of fighting going on. And I don't know if that's as interesting to people.
Well, I also find The Voice less interesting this time around.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Usher or maybe I like Shakira more because she's more likable.
She's very likable.
And she's cute.
She's smart.
And she's sweet.
And she speaks so well.
She speaks really well.
It's just that accent that gets in the way. But she really has a great vocabulary.
Yeah, her accent doesn't bother me, but she's sweet. But, you know, there's less tension. Because they get along better too. They actually like each other. And with Christina, there was always this kind of like tension. Because she always feels like she's being attacked or being insulted. Or like it's just a different feeling. It's not camaraderie with her. And maybe that made it more exciting or something. And I'm not sure I like Usher better than CeeLo. I thought I would. But CeeLo was weirder, and Usher is a little bit more arrogant. So I'm not sure. CeeLo was more humble and quieter. So you kind of had to lean in to hear what he said, but he's weird too. So it was kind of on edge. I was more on edge with Christina and CeeLo than I am with Shakira and Usher. So sometimes I miss a half hour and I don't care.
Good, because then maybe you'll spend some more time with me than watching television.
Listen, I try to spend time with you, but you have to watch all the cooking, divers, diners, and dives. With the fat guy with the fat fingers who stuffs food in his mouth with silver rings, and he just creeps me out.
He takes really big bites of the food.
And he's so pudgy, like his neck is the size of my thigh when it was 50 pounds heavier. He's just so, and I'm sure he's a lovely man. And maybe even sexy to some, but he just is very beefy.
Yeah.
Like his neck and his fingers. And I feel like he's going to eat the chef sometimes.
Let me tell you something. I learned a lot about cooking from watching that show. You know?
You know what's on my bucket list?
I didn't know you had a bucket list.
I do. I would like to. I mean, it's not so difficult to do. I want to take a cooking class.
Oh, jeez.
And I want to take a painting class.
Lucy.
Or art class. I like art. I've
you
always
got
liked
some
art.
Splaining, Dodo.
I want to. I'm going to do that. And I also need some sort of trainer to help my fat.
You need a trainer to teach you how to clean up.
Nah. I need a... no, that I need... All I need is a housekeeper.
Our housekeeper. I need to hook up one of those nanny cams because she's been...
Why don't you do that?
Every time I walk out, I see her...
She's look, reading my thing.
She's looking through Stephanie's jewelry. She's reading things. She's
looking at the computer.
She like makes believe she's cleaning, but I see her reading stuff. Like she's wiping around things and reading like letters that are left out and going through stuff on the shelves. And she never dusts. It never gets clean, but she knows where everything is.
She knows my business.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a little cam? And she walks back and forth with the laundry all day long.
Oh, my God. She takes one thing at a time and walks all the way to the other side of the house and then walks really all the way back, does something else, walks all the way back. She just hates to work.
We're afraid of her.
I know. She's scary.
She has a bad aura. I don't like her aura.
And that's not her body odor either.
We're always afraid of our people who help us. We're always afraid of our babysitters and our cleaning. No, it's usually the cleaning people that have attitudes.
But it's funny when
they're all doctors in their country.
But when they don't.
So they're angry at us.
Don't you have a friend who's a nanny who's a motivational speaker?
And she had a radio show in Ecuador. And now she thinks she's better than all the other nannies.
I was number one in drive time in Ecuador. And now I have to clean toilets, you son of a bitch.
Well, she asked me, she doesn't pick up her kid, the nanny, till 1:30. So she said, do you know anyone who needs someone in the morning? I said, well, I can use someone to clean the house. No. I don't clean. I was like, okay, if you want a job. No cleaning. Not looking. I want to watch a kid so I could pretend I'm watching them, but really eat. Like, she always wants to go eat. Like, she's always looking. She goes, you want to go eat? And I'm like, well, does your kid want to eat? I don't care. I'm hungry. And she has a little chart, a little.
She gets paid to go out to eat with the kid.
Exactly.
Well, it's a shame.
It's a Shonda.
You spend a lot of time with these nannies.
Well, I have no choice. My kid is playing in the playground, and it's me and four nannies. What am I going to do?
How come you're the only mom?
Well, because some of them work, and a lot of them go pick up their other kids. And they don't want to hang out. They have they have nannies or babysitters at home. So I don't know why I'm the only one. Doesn't have a job. I don't know where she is. I never got a push gift because I had C-sections.
A what?
It's called a push gift. Like when you push the baby out, people get push
gifts.
Are
you serious?
Yeah. And I know people got diamond bracelets.
But that's your job. You have a vagina and you give birth.
Yeah, but I, just because I didn't push, because I had C-sections, I get diddly squat.
Who gives you the gift?
Husband. You.
Oh.
So I'll
give you a gift for
one.
Not pushing.
Yeah, I'll go and get myself something.
I'll give you a gift for having a full-sized normal vagina.
A full-sized vagina.
An unexpanded.
I have an extra large vagina. Do you have a size extra large for my vagina? I need an extra large pad. My vagina is very leaky.
Oh, Stephanie, don't do that here.
I'm sorry. I have a little.
How dare you? Hold it in.
I'm a little liquefied today. Oh, so Stephanie. Sorry. My friend was telling me the other day that she wasn't wearing underwear. And she was wearing a skirt, and she started to sweat, she had hot flash, and then it was like her sweat was like dripping down her butt, like down her leg, and she had to hold her legs closed so that it wouldn't like drip on the floor.
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I'm going to find something to do for Mother's Day for myself that makes me happy. And it's not that noise. Definitely not.
That makes me throw up.
You know what's so funny? When I threw up in the car, I just threw up in a bag and then I kept driving. And I felt fine. I felt better. Oh, that sounds like dry heaves. That's dry heaves. Dry heaves are the worst, right? Have you ever had that?
Yeah, gosh. That one time I had a stomach food poisoning.
Oh, it's the worst.
All night. It was just all night. No. And you get to the point where you're like shaking. You're so weak and shaking and you're sweating. You can hardly even like lean over the toilet anymore and you're sweating. Did I say sweating?
You said sweating. There was a lot of sweating involved. What is that? Is that vomit? It sounds like someone's being stabbed and burned.
It's Jodi Arias's murder.
Oh, my God. Does he feel better? Sounds good.
All right, so just to wrap up this...
All right, wrap it up.
Just to wrap up the operation.
All the mothers have a happy Mother's Day. All the non-mothers... Have a great day. The mothers of mothers, have a great day.
And we hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day if you're listening to this. After Mother's Day.
Yes.
Now, just to wrap up the thing about the surgery.
Yes.
You were in surgery for an hour, 2 hours?
I think it was an hour.
And then you recovered for one day?
1 or 2 days, yeah.
And it wasn't done in a hospital?
It was done... Where was it done? No, it was done in his...
In an office.
Office, and then I was brought to a hotel that they rent in Beverly Hills with nurses. But I was brought to that hotel by ambulance.
Oh.
And the ambulance almost killed me. I made it through the operation, and the ambulance ride was the most terrifying experience I've ever had. First of all, I wasn't given painkillers when I left. So I felt every bump, and the guy was... flying. He said he stopped short. My gurney flew into the door.
Oh.
I was in such pain. He almost hit a cyclist.
I thought like, you had your gurney removed.
I was like, who needs to go 90 miles an hour? There's no fire. I'm not dying. You're going to kill me. I actually told the doctor, I go, do not use that service again. They're horrendous. And then they were fighting. And the person who was helping me in the ambulance, she kept talking. And I'm like, in my mind, shut up. I don't know how to say, please stop talking to me because I'm too nice. But I'm like, she goes, and I have 3 brothers.
Oh.
And I always wanted to be a nurse. And I ran the marathon. And I'm like, and I'm dying because this guy is going so fast. It was horrendous.
Wah,
so
wah,
I actually lived through the surgery and almost died in the ambulance.
Oh.
That would have made a good story.
All right. Well, if you have questions again about this topic.
And I feel good. And I recommend it to people who are struggling. And I would love to talk to you about it. If you'd like to talk about it, I'm here for you.
Give us send an email to Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. That's Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. I want to just thank everyone for listening to our show and to please keep in touch with us so that we know that you're out there. This is not Nielsen. We can't figure out who's listening to us and who's not.
And we want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of.
I don't know if that's true.
I would like to know.
I don't think people want to write that. I mean, people don't write now, so maybe they don't want to write.
Okay. They just want to listen.
I just want them.
Maybe we need to compel them to write.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Why are you yelling at me, though? I'll write to you. Dear Greg, I love your nose. You're a very beautiful man.
I already know you're not listening to me.
You're listening to us. Tell us you want us, you need us in your life. To make it more fulfilling and warm and fuzzy.
We'll stay together if we know that you're out there. Well, you could be like our children, our adoptive children, and we'll stay together because of you.
Yes, and you'll save us some divorce costs.
Any money that we can save in divorce costs, we will pass along to our audience in the form of...
love.
Love
and... attentiveness.
And a lifetime supply of turtle wax.
And love.
And love. All right, so... write to Stephanie at Stephanie.
You don't even know my email.
I know it. And don't ask, is it spelled with a P-H or an F? It's spelled with a P-H like the normal way.
Yeah, not with an F or a Y or an I. My mother was a fancy pants. She's just a normal Jewish mother trying to get by in Brooklyn.
Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. And it's Greg, G-R-E-G. Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. Or on Facebook, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Or on our website, StephanieandGregShow.com. Or on iTunes, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Please.
Please help us.
We're everywhere just for you.
Yeah, that would make us feel so good.
I don't have anybody.
He needs this.
I need it so
badly. He has nothing else.
Please just let us know.
Please help him.
I don't know that anybody's listening.
He has no friends.
Like, why am I doing this if nobody's listening to the damn show?
StephanieandGregShow.com. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.